Danville Press.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Anthony Tafis?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
Hi, this is Perry from Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Good.
Very good. Yeah, so I had called you just late Friday, and we wanted to check in today. Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's a good time. I was expecting the morning after me.
Yeah, I apologize. Alright, so I have some notes here today regarding some issues that we're experiencing with performance, ad visibility, etc. So I can dive right into it, but before I do, is there anything else you'd like to discuss first as priority?
Yeah, the first, I don't know. You know, we talk about the 13 calls the 13 calls a month, which is almost $40-something per call.
Mm-hmm.
500-something. But so that's not the issue. Now, the problem I have is my business never stays sponsored, or I don't see any green check mark on the area, in the DC area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a couple of calls here and there from Google Guarantee. Most of it, they call and ask for information. And also, on the dashboard, I've been telling you guys for the last almost month and a half.
Yep.
You know, I cannot see any calls.
Mm-hmm.
Like on my dashboard don't work. So I don't know if I get a call today.
Yes.
And I can mark that call, okay, customer call and ask this and that. So
yes.
I don't know. You know, like you guys told me, like I already finished my 13 calls, but I don't see any calls.
Mm-hmm.
And the dashboard is not displayed, so I cannot monitor. We call, I guess, sometimes the people, they call for information from the Google Guarantee. So
yes,
that's what I was wondering. And then the last time I called, they told me I got 17 calls. Oh, my even the limit I have is 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told them before that, the message, because I don't have any access. The customer didn't even respond. I told them to cancel the messaging. But they say the messaging the count as a half, and then maybe that's why I go to 17 calls. They told me I got 17 calls, but I feel like I got one or two calls. That's the only thing I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
gotcha.
I don't know. You see, and also I'm not getting any optimization result from you guys. I don't think since I have a Google Guarantee, you guys don't manage it right. I got confused.
Okay, no problem. So I'm definitely here to help you through this process. So let me just echo back some of the issues that we're having. So right now, the main thing is that we're not able to see the leads coming in on the Local Splash dashboard. This is an issue, like you already said, that we're well aware of. It's been a couple months already, and we're still working through it. So what's happening right now is that these leads are real, and we do have record for them. But right now, they're not shown on the dashboard for Local Splash, but it is within Google's own dashboard. The data is all there. So what I can do for you in the interim is to provide you access to that dashboard so you can go back and see every single lead that has come in since December 21st, 2023. You'll be able to go all the way back to that very first call. If there are any call recordings, you'll be able to hear them all. So that's the phone type of calls for leads. As for message leads, I know that right now we have it disabled or on pause because it's not something you prefer. But for the ones that did come before, you'll also be able to see the actual text messages that people have written to the business, to you, going back, again, all the way to December of 2023. Would you like to access right now?
I never get a response with just a text message.
Uh-huh.
For any customer, I never get responded.
Mm-hmm. So these text messages, like, people will price shop quite often. They'll look into different businesses to reach for more information. But it doesn't guarantee that once a business responds to them that they will respond back. It might be for various reasons that particular person maybe no longer needs a service. Maybe they receive service from somebody else, or they change their mind about this or that. But now we have it.
I told you guys why you guys didn't cut off. because on the last month, I got almost 6-7 message text message calls. That's what it said.
Right now, there are 5 message leads. Like ever since we began back in December, there are a total of 5 message leads at the moment. Let's see what they are right now. I'm just pulling up information just so I can see them. The last one that was received that was a message lead was from January 20th, so about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was a person that her name was Natalie Minois, and she was looking for service for, she said, "My Viking dishwasher is not cleaning well." And that was it. There wasn't a response from you just at the time, at least.
Yeah, so I don't know. Okay. Also, how about the optimization? You guys, you don't do any optimization anymore since I have the Google Guarantee?
No, we are doing optimization on your Google Guarantee, yes, sir. On your Google Guarantee ad itself, yes.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that much result on it, that's right.
Yeah, I can share with you the direct access to the dashboard so you can see the calls that have come in so far. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the email address I have on file for you right now is dndappliancerepair@yahoo.com. Can I share access?
DND.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
dndappliancerepair@yahoo.com. Can I share that access with you on that account?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do that right now. All right. So I just shared it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you by any chance, would you like to walk through it together right now, or do you prefer another time? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I'm opening
okay.
The email.
Gotcha.
Okay. Accept the invitation, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, accept the invitation and then DMV plans accept the invitation. Okay. But this is in the Google, right?
Google guaranteed, yes, sir.
Yeah, but my email is Yahoo, so I don't think you think it's gonna let me to do
Just because it's Yahoo doesn't mean that it can't be a Google account, because you can have other, I believe, other domains to be part of a Google account as well. But if that doesn't work, do you by any chance have a gmail.com account?
Yeah.
Would you like for me to add that one instead?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that would be nice. The Gmail,
okay,
I don't know
if
you
the
have
first
a...
one. Uh-huh.
T like tango.
T like tango.
A like apple.
Mm-hmm.
F like Frank. E like
mm-hmm.
echo. H
mm-hmm.
like Sierra. E like echo. A for apple. N like Nancy. T like tango. E like echo. N like Nancy. E like echo. H like Henry. At gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I just sent you an invite to that particular email.
Thank you.
Okay, so this invitation has been revoked. If you believe that invitation was revoked by mistake, please reach out to Google Ad.
Yeah, I was just getting rid of the Yahoo one, but you should have a new one in the adgmail.com account now. Are you viewing this on your computer or your phone right now?
On my phone.
Okay.
Okay, now I can see.
Okay, you accepted it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm not sure if it actually works on mobile if I give you this link, but I'm going to text you a link that takes you to the local services ads or Google Guarantee dashboard. So let me give that to you right now. Okay, I just sent you a text message to your phone.
Okay.
Alright, what do you see when you click on that link?
Okay, now go to the access, business name, repair, okay. Alright, okay, this account isn't enrolled in a local service ad.
On your top right of your phone, does it show you what account you're logged into at the moment?
Okay, so you want me to go to the business?
Yeah, this should be a profile icon. It's a circular icon, and you should be able to click on it to see exactly what account you're logged into right now. And we just want to make sure that we're logged into the Gmail account that you...
Yeah, okay, welcome to DMG Appliance Repair, LLC, manage. Okay, that's where I'm at. Let's say home, personal info, data privacy, and security.
Let's go back to the other page that you were at before. Because right now you're looking at some general Google account settings for your personal account.
Okay, so business, okay, so show me two Bose address. Bose business, two businesses. You see the phone number is for Bose at the same here. Yeah. Show me.
So on your phone right now, at the very top, is there a blue banner that says Google Local Services Ads?
No, you say.
Yes, so let's go back to this step a little bit. Can you click on the link on the text message once more, please?
Okay. Okay, switch Google account, new local service ad account. Which one you want me to go?
Yeah, so don't press on any of that, but on the top right, Can you click on that, your icon? It should be a circular icon.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Okay.
Okay, so when you click on that, do you see the email that you just provided me there at all?
Yes, I can see the email, yes.
Okay, so click on the one that you shared with me, the TAF one.
Okay, I just hit that.
You clicked on it?
Yeah, I say open the Gmail app. You want me to open that?
Sure. Is it asking you for your password?
Yeah, I already put that. Now it says accept the invitation.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Welcome to Google.com. Okay, this invitation already has been accepted. Sign into Google Ad account.
Okay, so again, now you should go back to the same link in the text message that I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go there, click on that, and then at the very top, it says Google Local Services Ads in a blue banner. Is that correct?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
So you say you want me to go back to the text message and then...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Text me the same way I was, the one that said local service, switch to a Google account, and then... But I don't know that if I'm the right own place. I think it show me like a crate, campaign, goals, tools, billing, admin. I can see those.
That you're seeing that right after you clicked on the link I gave you?
Yeah.
Let me see here. So on the top of this, go ahead.
Can I screenshot and send to you?
Oh, yes, please. Please, yes.
Okay.
I can give you the phone number to send the screenshot to whenever you're ready.
Okay, what's the number?
It's 877-635-6225. That's 877-635. Okay.
Yeah, I have.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let me check it now. Okay, I see. So that's another dashboard. So let me see here. So when you click on, can you click on that link one more time? It should not lead you to that particular page, but instead it should go to another one. ads.google.com/localservices is the full link name.
Okay, that one just took me here, so I just wanted you to see it.
It took you to the same screenshot you gave me?
No, the other one, so I just sent to you.
Okay, let me check. Okay, great. So now on your... okay, there we go. Let me double check here. 302. Yes, okay. Yes, so the one that says on your screen right now, it should say DMV Appliance Repair LLC. Do you see that?
Okay, the bottom one, okay.
Yeah, the bottom one. That's right. That's right. So let me know when you clicked into that, please.
Okay, I clicked local service ad by Google local. Okay, open the link.
Yes.
This page is currently unavailable on mobile browser.
Unavailable on mobile browser?
Yeah. Okay, let me get it.
Is it asking you to download a mobile app?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, just download it. Open it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, post. Hello. Okay, customer range January 13 to February 12.
Oh, are you in the app already?
Yeah, I'm in the app. Say.
Oh, quick. Okay, and you're in the range? You're in the DMV Appliance Repair LLC account.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So on your app, you should be able to see three lines on the top left of your app.
Yeah.
If you click on three lines and you scroll down to reports.
Reports, okay.
Yes, sir. So when you click on reports, on the very top right, you should be able to select a date range of whatever you want to see for whatever amount of calls that have come in, okay? And so far, the leads, the calls that have come in for the month of January, last month, we haven't charged you just yet because we want to clear it up with you before we make any changes, right? So let's look at last month's data so far. So on the drop down, go ahead and click on last month.
Okay, last month, okay.
Yeah. Apply. So just to keep in mind, the data and the numbers that you're looking in here are the actual costs, time, and data that Google charges us and you, okay? It doesn't have any service fees on top of it just now, okay? So on your page right now, what do you see under total lead spend, the dollar amount?
Okay, budget spend, you don't have any charge. You can manage your spending by just your budget.
Just to be clear, on the top left, do you still see the DMV appliance repair account? Maybe you can share a screenshot with me.
Oh, the top left, I don't see. On the right, I can see my logo and everything, yeah.
But on the top left, what do you see?
The top left, hold on. Okay, just send you this.
Okay, let me check.
I don't think this is not my page. I don't think the link, I'm not in the right place.
Can you click on the three lines again and tell me what you see over there?
Okay. When I click the three lines, it says lead, achieve, report, review, profile, and budget, help and feedback about the app. And then, need help, contact us, the number, and the policy enter.
Gotcha. If you click on your icon in the top right, does it show you a different account with the account number ending in 4688?
Okay, that's okay. So I think I might have to add that. Say, on the hit one that hit the left side, so DMV appliance repair.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one we want to click. Yes.
On the right. manage your account. Okay. I think that's just for my email address. I don't think the account has not been added. So I don't know. Can I add the account?
Yeah, you should already be added. I can see here on my end too that you already accepted the invitation. So it's kind of odd that you can't see what I'm trying to show you now. Let's see here. Let me do something real quick to double check here.
Yeah, I just sent to you too.
Okay, let me see what you're seeing.
I'm seeing right now. I don't think it's not signed, it's just my email.
Let me check here. Yeah, you are in the right account, but for some reason you can't see it. This is the mobile app right now that you're on right now?
Yeah, on the app, yeah.
Here, close the app and open it again.
Okay. Open the link again?
No. Just the app itself. Did you just install an app on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just close the app and then reopen it. And you don't need to click on my link again. Yeah.
Okay, say no lead match, try the filters.
Okay, wait. So right when you open up the app, do you see the name DMV Appliance Repair?
No, I don't see it. My profile, I don't see it.
All right, let me quickly check something on my end too then.
Because for some reason, on the right-hand side, I can see my email logo, say inbox, on the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it, but it's not signed in. Okay, user
has not signed in. That's weird.
Okay. Maybe let me sign in the one you just sent to me.
See here. I'm checking on my end as well. Okay, I think I see what's going on now. So in the previous screen, I noticed that you had another account already there that simply says business name or something like that. Do you know if you had tried to create your own Google Guaranteed account at some point?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have the Google account. It's just a regular Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have.
Let me see here. Okay. How do I make it so you can see this properly now? Yeah, that's because there's two accounts right now under your Google account.
So hold on, I can sign out my Gmail or?
No, it's not the Gmail account. It's not the Gmail account that's wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's basically Google's this app that you have downloaded and that I'm looking at with you. It's kind of poorly designed by Google, where if you have more than one account logged in, they're not able to differentiate which one we want to look at in the dashboard. So the screenshots you provided me, we're seeing that for the other account that already exists inside your Gmail account.
Yeah, but
there are
plans to repair.
Sorry?
I can see the DMV plans to repair.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So then there's another account though that I think it has simply said
business name.
Yeah, and that one, and for some reason Google is showing the data for that particular account and not the one that we want to look at together. So I have a way to get rid of it for you, but it's a little bit cumbersome. Do you by any chance have another Gmail account that I can send you an invitation to?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Let me see here. Let me think. Yeah, this is going to be a little bit annoying. Let's see here.
So can we remove the top one if we don't use it?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do and help with you right now. Let's see. So on your phone, I think you have to go through yet another thing to do. If you go on your phone on the browser, ads.google.com.
You say on the browser, what you want me to search?
Yeah, on Safari, you can just type in ads.google.com.
A-D-S?
Yep.
.google.com, okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And then say...
And then on the top right, it should ask you to sign in. Is that correct?
On the top right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says signed out. And now the DMV plans to repair, I can see it.
Yeah, we want to sign in with the email address that you gave me, the TEF one, I believe it was, or TAF?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sign in, click on that one.
Okay, account manager account. Okay, so I have, DMV plans to repair. You want me to click that one, or say, under the top, it says manage your account?
I just want you to sign in. And okay. That's it. Yeah. So if you're signed in, what do you see now?
On the sign in, it says DMV plans to repair.
Google and does it say account. So it has two numbers, is that right?
Yeah, got two numbers. The one is 252 or 302.
Okay, so the two, click on the 252 one.
Okay.
Mhm.
It's a Google Ads setup in progress.
Okay.
And then say start reaching more people.
Uh huh.
Say DMV plans repair LLC. Okay, yeah, I think it took me to. Yeah, review your campaign to be secure. It's right. That's what it says.
Okay, let me see here.
So I got a two location. Maybe that's why the one in Upper Marlboro, the one in the DC one. Maybe that's the reason one.
Maybe, yeah. Let's see if we can get rid of the other one here. All right, so let me see here. If you look at on the left side, there should be like several different icons, right? Campaigns, goals, and the very bottom it says admin. Is that right?
Okay, hold on that one. Sir. No, I don't know. It's not gonna. Okay, let's get this. Okay, Google Ad account setup is in progress. That's what it say. And then it has the option to delete it. I can delete it.
Yeah, try deleting it. Let's see what happens after you do that.
Remove it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, draft customers 25981. That one has been removed. Okay, so now let's go back.
Yeah, go back to that that LSA app, Local Services Ads by Google app. You can just close that app and reopen it again, and let me know what you experienced, please.
Okay, now it came on.
You see it?
No, yeah, I can see it. MacBook, okay, phone numbers.
Okay, so if you click on the top three lines, the top left three lines, and then go to reports, what do you see there now?
My reports.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so lead charge 21, dispute lead 1. Phone 16, message 4, booking 0, average cost per undisputed lead 24.05.
Uh-huh. And what's the date range say on the top right?
January 13 to February 12.
Okay, and does this show you the total lead spend?
Budget spent, say, $496.35.
$496, that's not right. Let's see here.
Lead charged 21.
And again, this is the January 1st to January 31st date?
No, January 13th to February
12th. Oh, 13th to 12th. Okay, let me see here.
So, I can change it if you want to for last month, you say?
Yeah, let's look at last month, please, yes.
Okay, the last month's budget, leads charge, 70 leads, disputed 2, 11, 4, 4 message, budget spent $395.36.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we are now on the same page, finally. okay, so what you're looking at, just to repeat it again, this data that you're looking at is the direct data that's coming from Google to you and I, which means that this cost amount right now does not come with any service fees that Local Splash, my company, charges you, the client. So now that you have this access, this reports page, and the ability that you have to change the time frame for the date range is really important, because now if you scroll down a little bit, you will be able to see all of the leads that have come in the month of January. You can see what type of lead it is, if it's a phone call or a message. You can see if it's charged or not charged. And if you click on any of the leads, any of the rows themselves, you can see if there's a call recording. Then you can press play to listen to the call recording, the interaction between your customer and your business.
Okay.
Are you able to try that out?
Yeah, I'm seeing it. Hold on, repair dishwasher. This is lead February 10th.
February 10th. Oh, okay, we're looking at February 10th. Okay, let me see here. For this month, February 10th, repair dishwasher. Okay. The phone number ending in 6363?
Yeah, so where I can hear the recording?
Yeah, so if you go, if you click into that, press on your, onto the lead itself,
Okay, potential, it's a potential customer, let me.
And show recording, right? Are you able to hear the phone call?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. So this customer, now he asked, but he said the tenant to call me, but they never did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll get a charge.
Sorry?
So I'll get a charge for this one?
We're going to dispute it. We can still dispute it, but you may be potentially charged for that one. Yes, sir. So because just to like realign expectations, The way this phone call sounds like, this 50-second phone call for this phone number, it sounded like a good lead, right? As in, somebody does need a service that you offer, and the caller is letting you know that they or someone else will be calling back to seek your services. So looking at the content itself, just based on this information that we have, it is considered a good lead. But unfortunately, if it didn't connect after the fact, like if there's no meeting schedule, there's no appointment schedule or anything like that, that is a different story. Okay. So the paper lead, this is the lead that came through, and it's considered of good quality, right? But unfortunately, it just didn't close into it just didn't convert to a sale. It didn't complete. Didn't convert to a booked job. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, because like that's what this program is. It's a paper lead program, not a paper conversion, paper appointment, or anything like that. So before we like proceed any further, I just want to make sure that at least you and I are on the same page on that aspect.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, okay. I think I don't know. So. You see, already say this month, I already spent almost what? I already got 11 calls?
So, did you say for this month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for this month, there's 11 calls right now, yes, sir. And for last month, we didn't actually charge you just yet either. Is this something that you still want to continue, or would you like to pause?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to continue, but, you know, like, so now I don't remember which call has been come to me, which call is not, because, I think I don't have a choice.
If there's any calls that you feel like shouldn't be charged to you, you can definitely let us know, and we can try and dispute it on your behalf. But just so you're aware that there are certain policies that Google adheres to, and you know if it's considered valid leads in their own policies, then the chances of us being successful in disputing and getting that credit back to you would be low. But if it is truly invalid and irrelevant to your business according to Google's policies, then yes, we have a very high chance that we can win that credit back for you.
Yeah, okay. The other thing, I think I'm going to have to listen all the conversation. Because sometimes when I get the call from Google, it says Google, and then the customer is stuck. But I feel like some of the calls, the customer called directly, not with Google.
Right now, actually, let me double check here what we have set for you. Your phone number is ending in 6610. Yes. So right now, this ad that you have here is, we put your phone number, the one that I called you at right now, 6610, where if there's anybody from Google Guarantee who sees your ad and calls the number on the ad, it will first provide you a like a robotic voice message, right? Letting you know that this is an incoming customer. And then it'll connect you to the real person. So if you receive any other calls that do not have this robotic message, that means that somebody found you from another channel or another source.
So if anybody find me on a Google, so you guys are still, so like on the find the client repair and the Google, my business is shown on the Google. So if the customer call from there, so I'll still get a charge?
Only when they see your ad, not from anywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, cause Google is a huge search engine, right? So there's like Google Ads, it's a pay-per-click, it's another type of advertisement program that Google offers. There's the Google Business Profiles, which are the like a Google Maps listings that you see. So if somebody finds you on Google Ads, which is PPC, pay-per-click, or your Google Maps, and they find you there and they call that number there, you are not charged by Google Guaranteed because they're not coming from Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing, like if they find you on Facebook or Yelp or maybe any other local directory that you're at, since you're not related to Google whatsoever, you're not charged with those.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, do you have any questions so far?
Yeah, no, really. Not yet.
Okay, so just to repeat, we haven't charged you for January last month just yet. Now, the account is paused for now because of that. You have two options basically, because I know you already said you want to review the calls. So the two options are I can leave it paused and we won't charge you for the January costs just yet so that you can have time to review all the calls in the month of January, or I can go ahead and charge you for January right now and then re-enable the ad so you can continue getting leads while you review these calls. Which would you like, which would you prefer?
Yeah, just I'm pause it for now.
I'm sorry, did you say you want me to pause it or to enable it?
Yeah, just enable it.
Enable it? Okay, so then do I have your permission to charge you for the January costs?
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, I think you should give me some discount actually. I don't know. It's not to me like I feel like I'm just paying, you know?
What do you mean? Can you provide some more information please?
No, you guys should give me some discount.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see, I don't know, like the charges, you guys don't charge all the customer on the same price.
We don't charge, no, so the, wait, I'm sorry, what do you mean by the same customer, same price?
So I asked a couple of people, they say they don't pay that much money as they can pay.
The other people on the Google Guarantee program?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're working directly with Google themselves, they don't have any other...
They work with you too.
Oh, they work with us too? In the same DC, Maryland area?
Yes, sir.
Let me check to see if we have any other appliance repair ones here.
Yeah, for sure. I swear I already talked to them and then they pay 400 something.
Let me see. Thank you. you know off the top of your head what the business name is? I can search much quicker if I have that information for you.
I think I have to ask him. I found it on a parts store, so.
On a parts store?
I have to ask him. Yeah, when I tried to get a part, and that's what I found it, the guy.
And it's also appliance repair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here. Appliance repair, Washington, D.C. All right, so we do have another client, a different error from yours, and let me see what price they are at.
Hmm? Yeah? Hmm. Touch him on the back. Touch him on the back. And I just see the top of
the shanty. Okay. I see here. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I can see here that there is another competitor here in a different area, and the different price point is depending on the different zip codes. Now, we do have, so basically, for Google Guarantee, there is a feature called Maximizing Lead Bidding Mode. And what it does is that it allows Google to bid on your behalf for leads. What this means is that there's always a minimum charge that Google offers for any leads. But if you want to stay competitive, the higher we pay for a lead, the more chances that Google will allow our ad to be higher in visibility in the search results. Okay? So depending on the vertical, the category, business category, in the service area, whether it be the city, county, zip code, etc., there's different price points for each of them. So for your location, that is the current price point where it's what looks to be $41.33 per lead, per phone call lead. And then for message leads, it will be half of that. So roughly a little over 20-50 for message leads. Other areas for appliance repair could be a little bit more expensive than yours. Some could be a little bit more inexpensive than yours. It varies by the service area and the category.
Nothing.
Yeah. So right now, for the month of January, we do already have some credits that we were able to win back, but it won't be applied until this upcoming invoice in March. Because whenever leads are successfully disputed, that credit is applied to your account up to 40 days after that, after we win that credit. Okay? So right now, for the month of January, the total at the moment is $507.11. This is accounting to some of the credits that we received from December that's been applied to your January invoice.
Okay.
So do I have your permission, your authorization to go ahead and invoice you for a total of $507.11?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, let me process this right now while I have you here. Give me 1 second.
I need a look. Okay. I have money on the toilet break a son. Yeah.
And the card is a card, a Visa card ending in 5584. May I go ahead and use that as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, so that's done. This ad is now re-enabled. Okay. So now you have access. Remember, you have read-only access to this. So you can see all the different settings. You can see all of the different leads. You can listen to all of these different leads as well. However, you're not able to perform any action on the account. So if there's anything that you need changes to, you can let me know or let my team know just by calling, texting, or emailing us. Okay.
Okay, but I want to disable the message. I don't want to get a message.
Oh, yeah, that's already disabled. Yes, sir. That's done already. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so no message leads will be coming into your ad whatsoever. Only phone call messages. I'm sorry. Only phone call leads. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone call leads. Okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Do you have any other questions or concerns I can help with at this time?
No.
Okay. All right, well, if you do, just let us know, and we'll definitely stay in touch, okay? And I'll also be able to update you once the other dashboard's fixed for you, okay?
All right, okay.
All righty. Thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm, bye. All right.
Bye-bye now.